This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Yes. Always glad to be here another Sabbath day. Glad that I can say I'm keeping God's commandments. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Harry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk again about being quickened. We're going to continue on that thought. Before we get to that, childlike choir.
Don't let not my heart be haughty, nor my eyes lofty, no, I do exercise. Trust in the Lord, all the mild I do feed. I behave and follow your lead. As a child that's weaned of his mother, my soul is even as a weaned child. From henceforth, as a child we are loved by him. Call sons out of Egypt's land, giving command from the Father, that we likewise honor thy mother. Infant of days shall be no more. A child shall die 100 years old. Be converted and have a childlike spirit.
Beautiful. Thank God. Weaned child, that's what we want to be like. When we're 150, we want to be like a weaned child. That's beautiful. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're with you because of our anointed that's going on, Moses and all the prophets, because of the stand they took, we're here. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 1. The scripture is true. If you don't strive to keep God's word, you have no understanding or knowledge about God and his way. You just don't. And if you don't have the Spirit of God to unravel the mystery of his word, you're just going to church. Many can be quickened. That's what this is all about. Inspired. And that's what we want to be. We want to stay inspired in this journey, on this journey. And many are inspired and they don't know what to do with it. They get inspired and the fears go down. And they go about continually being as they were. But God's word is to quicken us, to inspire us to come out of the old way and go into a new way. Isn't that beautiful? Ephesians 2 and 1. Deacon?
And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins.
So remember, we were born in sin. Every man is born in sin. As soon as you take in this breath of life, you're taking in the power of the air. Everybody's born in sin. He was tossed down into the earth, right? And this is where his world is. He's the God of this world. It's his. God owns it, but he's the God of it, right? And he's the power of the air. Yes. He's the power.
Yes.
And these powers that be are ordained, right? Yes. God is all power, but he's the power here. Yes. Let's go to St. John 1 and 35. It's good to understand the scripture. And all thy getting, get an understanding. That's what we strive to do here at 425. To be enlightened, be quickened, to be stirred, that we continue going forth on the journey. Isn't that beautiful? St. John, Ephesians 2 and 1.
Ephesians?
You read that, right? No, excuse me. St. John 135.
135. It says, again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples.
Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, what?
And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God.
Isn't that beautiful? They were looking for the Messiah. And they came to the prophet John. And they said, he's here. Looking upon him.
All right.
Behold, the Lamb of God. What?
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
Well, they followed. Because they were quickened.
All right.
They were inspired.
All right.
Well, and they had been looking for this Messiah. What did he say?
Then Jesus turned and saw them following and saith unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, what is to say?
Which is to say,
being interpreted, what? Master, where dwellest thou?
Where do you dwell? Because we're interested in your stand. What you're saying and who you are, they were inspired. What?
He says unto them, come and see.
They came. Beautiful? Just come and see. That's what we mess up many times, trying to explain something we weren't qualified to explain. Soon as they get saved, as soon as you say, I believe in the Lord, my God, they say, now, you believe he died for sin? Yeah, I sure do. You're a son. You got it. If I feel the same. Don't worry about how you feel. You there. You got it. They try to make you feel like you just put a bottle of liquor in your pocket. You there. Don't forget about anything. You're there. God forgave you. That ain't nothing. What does the scripture say?
They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day.
Isn't that beautiful? The whole day. Many times one said, well, so when is your service? Well, the Sabbath. When they come, as soon as they come, they say, well, you know, I got to go in the next hour. What you come for? But when you truly interested in being inspired, and if you really are inspired, everything is secondary. I'm going to stay with you today. Sister Anna came, the whole day she was with us. She even went home with us. And she had questions. And she'd tell me about Grandma. I said, Grandma ain't got nothing. And when she got through anything, she said, I guess you're right. I said, wait a minute. And she stayed the whole day. The next Sabbath, the whole day. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because she was seeking. She was inspired.
Yes.
The inspiration we got over here, but her inspiration was to do some damage. Thank God. Read.
For it was about the 10th hour.
What?
One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
What?
He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ.
We found him. Inspired. We got his brother. Got him inspired. Stirred him up. We got him. We found him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If the one that's teaching you ain't stirred, how you gonna be stirred? If the one that's teaching you is not inspired, how you gonna be inspired? If the one teaching you not even quickened, how you gonna be quickened? God don't quicken one over the leader. You get your quickening through the one God sends, through the word. That beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus
beheld him. Let me try to explain. Let me tell you about the doctrine. That's why the Lord said, let your light shine, that men may see your good works, and you glorify your Father which is in heaven. He didn't tell you to explain your works. Everybody's not a teacher, and everybody can't explain the mysteries when you're learning it. You're just learning it. Just got saved, just walked off the street, off the wine bottle, and now you're trying to tell somebody you need to get saved. You ain't got saved. You ain't been born yet yourself. But God claims us by faith. We need to shut up by faith. I'm trying to tell somebody something. Really? Read.
And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone.
What?
The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me.
What did Philip do?
Now Philip was of
Bethesda, the city of Andrew and Peter. What?
Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write.
Heart to heart, breast to breast.
Mm-hmm.
One got inspired like a chain reaction. Now wait a minute, when we tell our brothers and sisters, y'all don't love God. Where's the Holy Ghost? But the Holy Ghost didn't make us kick our shoes off, but it was telling you we good news that God is still reigning and this life, you can live this life. First thing he said, well, ain't nobody perfect. That's the first thing we'll throw in your face. Why don't you tell the Lord that? He's the one said it. Be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Why don't we tell the Lord when you're on your knees praying, ain't nobody live perfect with you, Lord. You ain't gonna tell him that. Many times you ain't gonna hear it. All you gonna hear is what you can't do, not what God is saying. Read.
Yes. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
What?
And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Now, wait a minute. You're going to always find somebody negative. You quicken and all happy and morning. Praise the Lord. You ain't got to do all that. You praise God in service. You praise God by living the life. But you got to say, praise the Lord. You come to the work. You come to all inspired to have service. You will be in trouble. Read.
Yes. Philip saith unto him, come and see.
Come and see what?
Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile.
Prophesying. That was prophecy. But the thing that was beautiful about that, Nathanael knew that he was the Messiah. Read.
Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Mm-hmm. Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, what? I saw thee.
What did he say?
Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art son, the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel.
As soon as you come to God,
beautiful?
And the word comes forth, Pastor, you told me all about myself. Is it going to stay? That's inspired. We had one came in and said, this is the truth, I found it. They were all inspired and quickened. Then as the trials and tests came, the husband started backing up. Family backed up, they backed up. But God will inspire you and quicken you. But what we're going to do with it? That beautiful? Read.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou?
What?
Thou shalt see greater things than these.
If you believe that, you're going to see greater things than these. It's just a matter of believing. What?
And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Isn't that beautiful? Do you think he was quickened? I think he was. Let's go to 1 John 3:1. And we should all be quickened today.
Yes, Lord.
Behind the knowledge of God. Isn't that beautiful? And what God have done for us. Or as Sister Gina says, what God have did for us. 1 John 3:1.
All right.
What does it say?
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
Come to God, and it's true. You say, well, Lord, I want to live for you. I want to quit my life. I want to go to heaven. If you mean it, it's just like it says, you're a son just like that. But you got to make sure you're doing it in the right, and you got to be in the right way saying that. You can't be out there amongst the heathen and say, Lord, I love you. You're talking to the heathen. Or praying to a God that don't know you and you don't know it. As the Lord said, you worship, you know not what. That don't count. But behold,
what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us,
what?
That we should be called the sons of God.
What?
Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him
not. Not plain is that. The world didn't know Jesus, but the world claimed him. They don't even know him, though. The ones that should claim him are the sons, those that have been born again. But the world claimed him. But it's telling you, the world didn't know him.
Right.
And it's not going to know you and I. It's telling you that. That's prophecy. What?
Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
What?
But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as
he is.
You're
going to see him as he is. But now we're being claimed. And as we follow on, we're going to begin to see him, because we're going to learn what he's like and who he's like. Right? How pure he is and how clear, sanctified he is. That means we should do the same thing, right?
Yes.
Or we're not going to see him.
That's right.
Read.
And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself.
So wait a minute. If you've been quickened and inspired, you say, you know what? I think I'm going to this church over here. I think I'm going to do so and so. I think I want to be like them. Because you've been quickened. But many times you have that mind, the enemy comes to change that mind. Read a little bit more.
And
every man
that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is
wait a minute,
pure.
Well, wait a minute, how pure is he? Can you get any purer than the Lord?
No.
But why did he say purify himself as he is pure? Mm-hmm. If you can't live perfect.
Right.
Because pure means perfection.
Yes.
That means no clouds in your coffee. Right?
Yes.
Malachi 3:1, let's go there. We have been quickened, and we are constantly being quickened and stirred when we come into the doors of 425. When we see each other, we should be inspired, stirred. We should. That's my testimony. I've always been stirred and inspired to see saints, especially when you're at work or out and about and you run into a saint. That's a beautiful thing. Why is it? Because there ain't many of us.
Right.
What's the scripture? I think every now and then you find a traveler.
Right.
I don't know if we really found that scripture or not, but that's what we quoted it up to be.
Yes.
Every now and then.
Yes.
I know the scripture out there, few.
Right.
Now that's a true saying.
Yes.
Malachi 3:1.
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way.
Now, wait a minute. We're the sons of God now. We've been quickened, inspired. Now God going to send somebody to prepare us so God can make his abode in our minds. To prepare you. Mm-hmm. I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way. What?
Before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come.
Oh, he's coming. Now you're
temple.
Seeking him. He's going to suddenly come, but he's coming in knowledge and understanding and truth, where you can understand it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So you're not fighting there, and the knowledge is really coming is about us. Because when you bring the knowledge about him, you compare the two and you say, oh, this is where I got to go. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in.
What?
Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
But what?
But he... He,
but who?
But who may abide the
now,
day
wait a minute.
Of his coming?
It tells you plainly, I don't care how inspired you are, when God comes, he's like a fire.
Yes.
And the reason why he's not going to be so much fun, because 99% of us is sin. We have to change that. Because we were born in it. And the fire is coming to burn up things. It ain't going to burn up God. It's going to burn up the enemy.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So if we're full of the enemy, you're going to feel it. Right?
Right. Yes, Pastor.
What does it say? But who may abide?
The day of his coming. Mm-hmm. And who shall stand when he appeareth?
What?
For he is like a refiner's fire and like full
so
of soap.
So wait a minute. So when you come to 425 Laconia Boulevard, expect a little heat when you hear the word. If we read it off right now, whoever's watching this website, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make it any graven image. When you read every one of them, it should bring some fire, a little heat. And I know it will, because most that read this are not there. That's where we want to go. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi.
Now, wait a minute. You ever seen a purifier? Purifying silver and gold? Is there anything comfortable about that?
No.
Even the purifier got to have on clothes to keep from the heat.
Right.
Mask and the whole thing. COVID ain't nothing when it comes to refiner. They got all kinds of shields.
Yeah.
They look like space people. Because it's hot. What about when the word goes forth? Because our ways, we came up under all of our ways. It was all of the enemy. Now we're trying to change. We're striving to change and become a son. Read.
Yes. And purge them as gold and silver.
What?
That they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
All God wants us to do is to offer the right judgment in things. Do what's right. That's it. It's how simple is that? Just do what's right. That's our offering to God. Before we come to God, we couldn't offer what was right because we didn't know what was right, and we weren't what was right. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
1 John 3:7. Let's go back there.
All right. Yes.
Quickened, thank God. And I'll say it. I haven't been in any other church, been quickened but God's church.
Beautiful.
Well, let me say this. I was quickened in the First Baptist Church, but I was quickened for no good. You can be quickened for many things, but God will quicken you for keep his word. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 3:7, what does it say?
Little children, let no man deceive you.
Now, wait a minute. He's talking about we that have a humble spirit. We that are childlike. You cannot be grown in God, but the children.
Mm-hmm.
Let no man deceive you. All these preachers out here. I want everybody to stop on this line. Ask your preacher. When did God change the day of worship, the day of rest? Ask them that. And ask them, when did God change holiness unto the Lord, unto Baptist, Presbyterian, put any name you want there. Say, now, when did God change that? And when did the Lord tell us you don't have to keep his word? Because you don't have God's word, you don't know you have sin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why most people don't think they're in sin, because they don't have God's word. Is that plain?
Mm-hmm.
Read 7 again.
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
He that doeth righteousness. Now, wait a minute. The scripture says, they love to quote this, well, the Lord is our righteousness. Anybody ever say anything about doing the Lord? Righteousness is a way.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 6:25. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
It's telling you even James and John, they walk with the Lord. Law, I'm going nowhere. Word, I'm going nowhere. The commandments, I'm going nowhere. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as God is. How plain is that?
Yes.
Now that should inspire all of us. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? 6:25, what does it say?
And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us.
Wait a minute. Commanded us. Didn't ask us what you like to. This is a command. When did any of God's commands dissipate? Never did. If it's been commanded, it's got to be performed.
Yes.
How plain is that? Let's read 1 John 3:7 again. Let's read that again.
Yes.
I know this one when we go to, well, the Lord is our righteousness. But we're not talking about what he is, our righteousness. It's talking about what you're going to do. To do righteousness, you got to go to 6:25. Righteousness is God's word, his commandments. Read it again, 3:7. Let no man.
1 John, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Read 3:6. We'll see what that says.
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
Now, wait a minute. You think the scripture is lying? That should inspire everybody. Read it again, 3:6.
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
Whosoever.
Mm-hmm.
Abide in him.
Yes.
Because they say, a lot of the so-called Christian churches say, well, once you're in him, his righteousness becomes yours and you don't have no sin. That's true. Once you begin to obey and get sin out of your life. But just to say I'm in him, you can't get in him unless you stop sinning. If you haven't stopped sinning, you're not in him.
Right.
Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him.
5th chapter, 5 yes, and 18, what does
five
it say?
And 18. Yes, that's
5 and, excuse me, 5 and 18 says what?
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
Really, that's what John said now.
Yes.
We know that whosoever is born of God don't commit sin.
God God.
What?
But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him
wrong.
Not.
That should inspire everybody.
Yes.
I'm going to stop sinning. I want to live for God. It's telling you cannot sin. And when you're born of God, you can't. If you're born of God, he does begotten. And wicked one don't touch you. Right? What?
And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Why don't you, somebody email John and say, you think you kind of exalted. Why we can't have the same testimony as John? Why we can't be inspired to say, I'm perfect as my Father in heaven. We don't want to say I'm perfect, but mm-hmm. I'm striving to be perfect like my Father in heaven is perfect.
Yes.
Why not have the same, what's wrong? Why not have the same testimony?
Yes.
What's wrong with that? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And we know that the Son of God is come.
What?
And hath given us an understanding.
Now he's given us understanding because the scripture says, keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. That's more than anybody's,
yes.
Right? How plain is that? That's the understanding I get from the scripture, not what some preacher's telling me. That's what the scripture says, right? What?
That we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true.
What?
Even in his Son, Jesus Christ.
What?
This is the true God and eternal life.
And eternal life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So then if he's eternal life, that's what you want. 1 John 5:11. Let's go there.
5:11. Yes.
I want everyone that's tuning in this website. So now I want you to ask your pastor, why is it that we don't keep God's commandments and why we can't live perfect? When did things change? Ask him that. 5:11. And say, why don't you preach the commandments? And why don't you preach eternal life as the commandments? Because that's what it is. How many preachers you heard say, let's keep the commandments, that's eternal life? 1 John 5:11, what does it say?
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son.
How plain is that? It's in the Son, this eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Matthew 19:16. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Good master.
It's just
beautiful.
Nice to go over it all the time.
16.
Because it inspires us, Liz. We got it. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. 19 yes. and 16.
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal
life? Now, everybody that's watching this broadcast, I want you to go to your minister, your pastor. We don't call them reverends. We don't call them teachers or masters. Okay. And they say, what good thing must I do to inherit eternal life? I guarantee you, well, I don't want to guarantee, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to tell you about the commandments. But isn't that what Jesus said?
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to inherit eternal life. You know what they're going to tell you? Just obey God's love. But the Lord said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good?
What?
There is none good but one.
What?
That is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
So wait a minute. In order to enter into this life, eternal life,
yes,
you start now.
Yes.
You don't get it when you die. You die now.
Yes.
So if you want to enter into life, begin to keep God's commandments. Now who's teaching that but the commandment keepers? Whoever's teaching that? Jesus is teaching that.
Yes.
Why are they teaching that? Now, everyone that see this broadcast, ask them and get back to me.
Right.
So, Pastor, this is why they said we're not doing that. Because I like to talk to them.
Right.
If they're interested.
Yes.
In knowing the truth.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Haggai. Haggai 1 and 12.
Praise God.
Thank God we have our Deacon Curtis. He knows the numbers. I ain't got to go searching. He just give me the page number.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God.
Beautiful. Somebody be ready.
Haggai.
Yes, Pastor.
1 and 12. What does it say?
Then. Yes,
Pastor. Haggai. 1 and 12. It says, then Zerubbabel, the son of
Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedek,
the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the
all
Lord
of
their God.
All of them obeyed the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way God's voice comes today is through the one he sends. Obeyed the voice of the Lord their God. What?
And the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent
they
him.
Obeyed the voice of the Lord and the words of Haggai as the Lord sent him. In other words, he spoke what God gave him.
Yeah.
What?
And the people did fear before the Lord.
What?
Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the
Let
Lord.
Let people listen to that. He's saying, then spake Haggai,
yes,
the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Unto the, unto the people.
Unto the people saying, I am with you. All
beautiful.
He do is say, I'm with you. And they
beautiful.
Regarded that as God talking with them, and they were stirred.
Yes.
What did it say?
And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of
Shealtiel, governor of Judah.
And the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jezebedek, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people.
What?
And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God.
Their God. Isn't that beautiful? They were all stirred. But they got stirred through the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the leader was stirred in the message, God used, I'm with you.
Yes.
And they responded properly.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Luke 23 and 1. Let's go there.
Beautiful. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So we want to stay encouraged. We want to stay stirred for God.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
Inspired.
Yes.
23 and 1.
All right, Pastor.
What did it say?
It says 23 and 1. Thank God, Dick. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate.
Talking about Jesus. On his way to the cross. What?
And they began to accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ a king.
What?
And Pilate asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, thou sayest it.
You say it. That beautiful? He wasn't trying to claim anything.
All right.
He knew it was time for him to exit.
Right.
And he knew whatever he said, they were going to kill him anyway. So why?
Right.
He didn't try to stop it.
Yes.
That's what where we have to be. Certain trials and tests you got to go through, you might as well get with it. You'll feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? It'll be easier.
Yes.
Read.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.